Hey, we made it to Friday. Can you believe it? It's Friday again. Hey, everybody, my name is Dave Guerin. Today is Friday, February 9th, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. Continuing with rule number 2 of the Walking Leader, do it all the time. Make time every day for those you lead. Every single day you have to make time. Don't make it 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. That's nonsense. Oh, let's talk on the way to the elevator. That's BS. You can't get anything done that way. You can't get to know anybody. That's just nonsense. It irks me when I hear people say, well, I only have 3 minutes. Let's ride the elevator down. Unless you can guarantee that there's going to be no one else in that elevator, that there's going to be just you and that individual, I'll let it slide. But really, nonsense. You can't have a great conversation in a packed elevator. Everybody else is in on it. And then they start interjecting. And guess what? Nothing gets done. Folks, make real time. Make it an opportunity to get to know each other. Use that time to get to know each other, for them to get to know you and you to get to know them. Do not make it an opportunity for chit-chat. Seriously, what value is there in chit-chat? It's like the 3 minute elevator ride down. No, there's no value there. There's nothing that can be done. There's nothing there. You can't create and foster a deeper relationship. What if that individual you're trying to talk to has a great idea that's going to revolutionize your business? It's going to turn you from a $1 million company to a $1 billion company. But because you don't have time for them, guess what? They're going to find someone who does. It happens all the time. Heck, they might even go on their own and revolutionize their lives and go from earning $50,000, $60,000 to earning $1 billion. All because you didn't take the time to listen. You didn't take the time to spend with them. You thought that just walk down the hall with me is how we're going to get things done. No. So do not make it an opportunity to chit-chat. Make it an opportunity for something real. Save the chit-chat for the elevator, escalator, passing each other in the hallway. Hey, how's it going? Doing all right? Yep, good. How's that project? Great. On task, focus. Boom, you're done. But you don't get to know the name of their kids. That's not the time to be asking the name of their kids, especially in a packed elevator. Give the time you spend with those that made you a leader some value. Give them something to hold on to. Use that time for something more. Go beyond the norm. Go beyond the standard conversations. Go deeper. Just go beyond and use that time to your advantage, to your organization's advantage, and most of all to you, your followers' advantage. Make better use of that time. And when you make better use of that time, you start get to knowing people, you start to get to understand them better, and then you really truly see the value that they bring to the organization. Because one, if you didn't hire them, someone else saw it. Now it's your opportunity to see that value. And when you see that value, great things happen. Folks, my name is David Guerra, and I will talk to you tomorrow.